You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cook, you ate turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Going to roll, flip it. Got it. Oh, the ball was dropped. He had the two-point conversion in his hands. Andrews did not hold on.
That was last year. Well, technically earlier this calendar year of 2025, but it was the end of the 2024/25 Ravens season in Buffalo. Divisional round of the AFC playoffs. Mark Andrews, as we've discussed 1,000 times, dropped it. Gloves were wet. I don't know. Sun was in his eyes. Whatever excuse he wanted to use or make, it happened. And the season came to an end 27-25. The Ravens, the next game they play that counts in the standings will be September 7th. Where's it going to be? At Buffalo against the Bills. So it's a rematch of this game. Both teams, very similar situations. Favorites to win their division. Super Bowl-worthy teams, but have been unable to get over that Kansas City hump. The Bills have lost to the Chiefs twice in the AFC Championship game. The Ravens have lost to them once. The Ravens have lost to the Bills twice in the AFC playoffs. So they're both chasing Kansas City, but they begin what is expected to be an exciting season for both teams on the 7th. Lamar Jackson, first team All-Pro quarterback. Josh Allen, MVP of the league. Lamar won the MVP the year before. So a lot of similarities between the two teams. Two quarterbacks chosen in the same draft class. Here we start all over again.
Yeah, it's going to be hyped big time because of the two quarterbacks, you know, and MVP and finished second in the MVP. And has Buffalo done enough defensively? You know, because when they played down here during the regular season, they couldn't stop the run. You know, and did they do a better job stopping the run? Yeah. And, you know, it was cold, windy, all that, rainy. You know, so that probably helped too. So the biggest thing with them is, can they stop the run defensively? Do they have enough big dudes? That's what we always talked about with Buffalo's defensive front. They were little. They were quick. You know, and trying to tackle a Derrick Henry is rather difficult. And then wide receiver-wise, have they improved enough? You know, they paid Shakir, and he had a good year. You know, Keon Coleman and Palmer, Chenault, you know, are those guys going to be good enough? I mean, you know, on paper, like when you just, like I just saw it, like your face, but I was like, eh, yeah, not really. You know, I mean, Dawson Knox and Kincaid, decent tight ends.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, so Cook catches it out of the backfield. So, I mean, the Ravens have better skill. The biggest difference with Buffalo is that Josh Allen makes those guys better. You know, kind of like Lamar does. And you know, going to come down to, again, is I don't know what the turnover was in that first game when they played here in Baltimore, Bob, but it was a blowout. But in the playoff game, the Ravens uncharacteristically turned it over three times to none.
To zero.
Game, set, match. You know, I mean, even if you... You know, if you're the better team and you turn it over three times, you're not winning.
You know, the surprising thing, if you want to call it that, about both Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, since they came out in the same draft class, neither was supposed to be very accurate throwing the football. I mean, you were there watching Lamar.
Yeah.
Kind of scattershot with the arm. But, I mean, this guy's been pushing 70% completion rate. Josh Allen is strong in the mid-60s now.
Yeah.
At this stage of his career, they're two of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL. But they've improved leaps and bounds in regards to getting the ball from their arm to the intended target here.
Bob, I remember watching Josh Allen at – they played at Iowa. And Josh Allen was awful. Awful in that game. I think he threw interceptions. You know, I mean, he had a strong arm, but he was inaccurate. And he has, I mean, those two quarterbacks, probably more than any two quarterbacks, just accuracy-wise and how they've improved each year. Pretty damn good, you know, for those two guys to be where they're at and to have done what they have done. Pretty good.
Yeah, both have been paid handsomely and rightfully so. But we talk about this Ravens schedule opening at Buffalo, then the home opener against Cleveland. Here are the similarities. Nolan, get in here if you want. Last year, the Ravens opened in Kansas City, where they lost the championship game here in Baltimore, but they opened against the Chiefs, who would go and win the Super Bowl. They lost that game by a heel or a toe, whatever it was, at Arrowhead. Then they came back home for the opener. Home opener against the Raiders and laid an egg. Got Minshew'd.
Yeah.
Yet again, the home opener this year, 1 o'clock kickoff, is the Cleveland Browns. Even if they lose to Buffalo, which would not be an egregious loss, they were the underdogs, the early line, and they have been since the schedule came out. But if they follow that up again by losing at home, I mean, if they learned anything, I mean, you want to be the number one seed. Even though they've lost in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, they've lost more than they won at M&T Bank Stadium in the postseason. But you still want that. Losing at home to a team that you're probably going to be 10-point favorites over, it's not how you accomplish that feat. And I don't care what point of the season it is.
Yeah, that's what's going to be, yeah, the interesting factor there, Bob. I mean, I think it's more important, Bob, for the Ravens to win that one, you know. And then with Cleveland, you know, what does Cleveland do? Because, like, Cincy always loses early on, you know. And then what if Cincinnati beats Cleveland? Then, all right, is this kind of the dog crap Cleveland? Then you got to put them away right away. Because if they go down 0-2 after 2 weeks in the division, gone.
Yeah.
You know, they're done. Flacco's done. You know, I mean, they may be drafting for Arch Manning or whoever the quarterback may be. So that's why it's going to be imperative. I mean, at worst case, you got to be 1-1. But if the one is you don't, you know, I mean, you go beat Buffalo, don't come home like you said and lose to Cleveland.
Yeah.
That'd be like a...
Yeah, kind of
can't happen.
Takes away some of the luster of that win.
Yeah, it was like going to Seattle and winning three and then losing two or three to the A's.
Then it's Detroit here, week three. The Lions are one of the favorites in the NFC. Last time they came to Baltimore 2 years ago, the Ravens blew them out of the stadium. Then you go to Kansas City again. So the first 4 weeks, you've got three playoff teams from last year.
Yeah.
And three pretty impressive quarterbacks at Allen, Goff, and obviously Patrick Mahomes. And the Ravens don't win in Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, the nice thing about it for the Ravens is what I'd feel pretty comfortable and confident in is, all right, we're playing against three outstanding quarterbacks. Let's see where we're at. We got a hell of a defense. We got a good secondary. Let's see where we're at. Let's have at it. You know, and we'll find out. We'll be able to, all right, we find out if we're 2-2 or 3-1, whatever we are, we know where we're at and what we've got to improve upon, and we're probably not seeing a quarterback of that level for a while.
Well, don't rest on laurels because you have Houston in L.A., the Rams right after that, so you have Stroud and Stafford. So Ravens' pre-bye schedule is daunting on paper, but let's keep it real. The Ravens are a daunting team.
Yes.
So they're a team that beats, because they're as good as anybody in football, and they should come out of that with a winning record. 5-2 is not, or 4, or what is it? 6 games? 4-2 is not unrealistic. Neither is 5-1.
Underdogs, Bob, in 2 of those games because they're on the road?
Well, they're already underdogs against Buffalo. That line's subject to change, and probably at Kansas City, too.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. Then there'll be favorites probably for every other game after that.
NFL lunch here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Former Raven, real quick, came out of retirement. Darren Waller, remember, late of the Giants. He retired. He's unretired and has now been traded to the Miami Dolphins, who just traded Smith to the Steelers for a conditional 2026 seventh-round pick.
That's like a total shocker, you know, because, like, he was done. I guess he didn't like New York. He wanted to go. Maybe he lives in Miami in the offseason. I mean, Bob, when I read that, same thing you said. Thought he was retired.
Yeah, for like 5 years.
Yeah.
But Darren Waller's back, and Tyler Boyd, he talking with the Steelers. He was a former Ravens pain in the ass in his Cincinnati days. He did go to Pitt, so, I mean, we can connect dots there if we choose to do so. We'll come back, switch to the Diamond. Talks of Hardball, American League East report. Orioles win last night. Dramatic fashion, crazy game. Other games did take place in the division. Give you the scoreboard, give you the schedule for today, and talk about the updated standings. And then Nate Davis, get his thoughts on this Fitzpatrick Jalen Ramsey trade as the Pittsburgh Steelers are putting together the best team of 2019.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. AL East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. If you missed the news going on injury-wise with the Orioles, Cade Povich left his last outing, hip soreness, which is why he's on the IL in the first place. Zach Eplin was placed on the IL yesterday. Charlie Morton was scheduled to pitch tonight. He's pushed up to Friday, where he will take on the Braves in Atlanta. So you got that. Chadwick Trump, he got hurt last night. Swinging the bat, back soreness, twinge, whatever it is. So it looks like he's headed to the IL. We were just talking to Danielle Allentuck of the Baltimore Banner about a half hour ago. And Jacob Stallings will probably get the call. Veteran catcher, former Pirate, Rocky. Orioles signed him to a minor league deal a couple weeks back. Won a gold glove a few seasons ago. So, as long as he can catch the ball, I think we'll be cool with that. Because Maverick Hanley's eligible to come off the concussion list, but he's not ready. And Adley Rutschman, maybe before the All-Star game, certainly not coming back within the next couple of weeks. So, you got that going on injury-wise for the Orioles. But last night, up 3-0 behind Trevor Rogers and Gary Sanchez. 3-run double. Texas ties it after a 2-run homer from Semien, and it was a blast at that. And then, base running excellence for Texas. Defensive miscues for the Birds, and the Orioles take the lead in extras, and then the Rangers tie it. And then the Orioles eventually pull away with 4 runs in the 11th. So they win 10-6. Keegan Aiken gave up the 3-run homer that tied the game, but he did get the win. Kittredge kind of closed things out. Trevor Rogers goes 5 1/3. The 2 runs were the homer to Marcus Semien. Ramon Laureano had 4 hits. Gunnar Henderson had 4 ribbies, including a home run. Colton Cowser hit a missile himself in extra innings. So the Orioles win. Brandon Young tonight, 0-2 with a 7.11 earned run average. Where's the Slurpee? And then you got Jacob DeGrom, who's 8-2 with a 2.08. And the Orioles saw him up close and personal last week, Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And if you remember, it did not go all that well. But also in the division last night, Toronto taking on the Yankees. And we talk about guys getting paid and getting extended, especially with the NBA giving out this crazy money last 48 hours. Vlad Jr., remember him? Well, he quietly putting together kind of an all-star level season, and last night was another sign of that.
Guerrero smokes it into left field. It gets past Chisholm. 2 runs are in to score.
Sportsnet on the call. Vlad Jr. drove in 3 runs last night. Max Scherzer went 5 innings with 7 strikeouts. Did not factor in the decision, but Toronto beats New York 5-4. Bellinger and Chisholm, as you heard Dan Schulman there on Sportsnet, they both go deep. Not enough, however, for the Yankees. Boston taking on the Cincinnati Reds, rematch of the 1975 World Series, one of the great World Series of all time, hard to believe 50 years ago. But some crazy stuff. We talk about olden times. Well, Willier Abreu did stuff that hasn't happened since the olden times.
7-0 lead in the first inning. A high drive way back there toward the triangle. Friedel racing back. And that one is going to be off the wall. That's going to keep on rolling on the warning track. Here comes William rounding third. He's trying to score. Looking for an inside to Parker. He dives in with an inside the park home run.
William Abreu inside the park home run. Oh, by the way, he had a grand slam too. First time since Roger Maris did it back in the early 60s that an inside the parker and a grand slam accomplished in the same game. Garrett Crochet, he goes 6 strong with 9 Ks, picks up his 8th win as the Red Sox blow out the Reds 13-6. Tampa, who the Orioles just 2 out of 3 just took that from, they're taking on the A's. And how about a guy named Shea saying hooray with the bat?
Here's the 2-1. Shea out to left. This ball's going, and Shea Langeliers, welcome back. A nice sight to see the catcher in the batter's box. It's 3-0 in the A's, up early.
Shea Langelier, three-run jack, as you heard. NBC Sports California on the call. Oakland. Sacramento/Vegas wins 6-4. Mason Miller picked up his 16th save. Remember how great he was last year? Still doing okay, but his ERA's kind of robust. You know, as a closer, if you have a two or three bad outings, that thing gets inflated. Caminero went deep for the Tampa Bay Rays, but it was the Rays losing to the A's 6-4 today in the division. You got the Yankees at the Blue Jays, 3:07. A's at Tampa coming up at 7:05. Cincinnati's at Fenway, 7:10. And as we said, the Orioles, they're taking on the Texas Rangers at 8:05. Standings in the division and beyond. Yankees game and a half up on Tampa in the East. Toronto's only two games back. All of a sudden, Boston 7 back. Orioles 11 off the pace. Detroit's up big in the Central, 11.5. On Cleveland, 12.5 on the Twins. And Kansas City kind of falling into this disappointing team so far category. They're 14 games out. They've lost 8 of 10, 2 in a row. They have a negative run differential. So the Royals, after a run last year deep in the playoffs, might not make it this year. Houston, they're 6 games up, rather, in the Central or the West over the Seattle Mariners and the Angels. They're 8.5 back, 9.5 for Texas. Phillies are two games up on the Mets in the NL East. The Mets can't score. Philadelphia trying to take advantage of that. Cubbies, they're two games up on the Brujas, 3 up on the Cardinals in the Central. Cincinnati's 5.5 out. And the Dodgers, they're starting to extend. They're 7.5 up on the Padres, 8 on the Giants, who have lost 3 straight, 10.5. on the Diamondbacks. If the playoffs started today, your wild cards would be Tampa, Toronto, and Seattle. Angels 2.5. Orioles are 7 out of that one. In the National League, Mets, Brewers, and Cardinals would be your wild card teams, with the Padres a game out there. But a lot of baseball left to be played. All-star voting is happening, phase 2. You can go to Orioles.com or MLB.com and vote for whoever you want to get in. And we certainly want to see O'Hearn and Jackson Holliday get some recognition. So do your part as an Oriole fan to make that happen. When we come back, Nate Davis, USA Today, talk about the trade that was yesterday. Pittsburgh and Miami, and Justin Tucker, 10-game suspension. Will he kick in the NFL this season or ever again?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the program Nate Davis. Nate, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us as always here in Baltimore.
Thank you, guys. Good to be with you. Always enjoy my U2 intro, although I guess people wanted to.
We got to play Lemon one time for you when we come in, which was an interesting record. But we're not here to talk about 30-some-year-old U2 songs. The big news around these parts last week, Justin Tucker was suspended 10 games. Granted, he's an ex-Raven, but you know, obviously, Nate, we're based in Baltimore. We've watched the entirety of his career coming out of Texas, winning Super Bowls, kicking 68-yard field goals, the most accurate guy ever. He, next to Lamar, the most popular player on the team, the most visible Raven for many, many years. Now he's gone from here. Given the suspension and through his representatives, as you wrote about, I mean, he's not going to appeal. He's just going to let it, let due process is taking its course. Just want to put it behind him. Does he ever kick in the NFL again? And could he kick maybe as soon as this season once that suspension expires?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of us have learned, you know, Bob, that it's unwise to ever say never in the NFL, you know, and people come back from things, whether it's injuries or circumstances. So I would certainly say he ever will. You know, that being said, I mean, obviously, I think, you know, a lot of teams are going to view him as damaged goods for obvious reasons. I think some teams are more willing to take the PR hit for the kind of signing he would be than others are. And just beyond that, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's 35 years old and then coming off the poorest season of his career. So, I mean, there is the football component to it as well. You know, hard to believe that Justin Tucker is not still one of the top 32 or maybe top 16 kickers in the world. But, I mean, it also seems like it's a fairly narrow range with those guys. And, you know, but we'll see. I mean, certainly we could see him back. If I had to bet today, I would tend to think maybe not. But, we will see.
Hey, Nate, do you think the Steelers trade T.J. Watt?
I don't think so, Vinny. You know, I think that they'll get something done with him. You know, I'm sure T.J. Watt, wants to see what Micah Parsons is going to get and certainly wants to see what Trey Hendrickson is going to get, although Parsons is obviously going to be the guy that probably resets that market. But, you know, I'm not sure how much urgency there is on his end, just so he kind of knows where the bar is. He is a couple of years older than a guy like Myles Garrett, who is currently the top compensated pass rusher. But, you know, I also think given the way Steelers offseason has gone and finding, you know, Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, you're bringing in obviously DK Metcalf and now Jalen Ramsey and Johnny Smith, you know, I think they're going for it. And certainly you're not going to get there or get close to it without T.J. Watt your team. So I don't get traded this year. I think the extension gets done. Depending on how this year goes, and you know, if they go 8-9 or something, and Aaron Rodgers retires, and it's time to blow that thing up, or if they finally decide that instead of kind of what they've been the last couple of years, I do think maybe 9 months from now or whatever, T.J. Watt is maybe the kind of piece that can get you up to the top of the draft board, you know, where they clearly need to go. But I don't think he's getting traded certainly before the 2025 season.
Nate, speaking of the Steelers, what'd you think of that trade?
I thought it was a good move for the Steelers. I mean, they got two very good players back. I mean, they let a good player go, but I don't know that, you know, despite the Pro Bowl recognition, I don't know that Minkah Fitzpatrick has really been all that impactful a guy the last couple seasons. You know, he's only accounted for one turnover since the start of the 23 season. Okay in coverage, but I am interested to see, like, what they do with Jalen Ramsey because, you know, Slay and Joey Porter, both guys play on the outside, and Jalen Ramsey usually does too. I wonder if he's going to get a look at safety in certain packages because I think he'd be pretty good at that given his ball hawk skills. But, I mean, they gave up a pick swap and Minkah Fitzpatrick for two immediate starters. I mean, I think it's a pretty good deal for Pittsburgh.
Now, what's the deal with Darren Waller? We thought he was done with football. Now he misses it, and now he's back in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, low risk investment for the Dolphins. You know, Darren Waller has been a good player in this league when he's healthy. I mean, Darren Waller also has a lot of interest off the field. You know, certainly it seems like he's been focused on his music career. lately. I feel like every time I open my email, I'm getting news of a Darren Waller drops his single. And I mean, good for him. I just kind of wonder, you know, how focused is he going to be on football versus the other stuff? And then also, I kind of wonder how great a fit he is in this offense. I mean, Mike McDaniel came from an offense that thrived with George Kittle in San Francisco, and that means a tight end that can do everything. I don't think Darren Waller is really that guy. We've seen Mike Gesicki in that offense not really be productive. And they let the best one they had there, Jonnu Smith, go. But certainly they needed somebody to kind of pick up the slack there with Smith leaving. And, you know, despite their wide receiver, Smith was their top receiver in terms of receptions last year. So there's a production that's got to get picked up for that team.
When does a rookie start in Cleveland? And if they do, who?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, we'll see what happens in training camp. We'll see what happens, you know, certainly in preseason. I mean, they picked Dylan Gabriel 50 spots, you know, ahead of Shador. So I think that tells you how they feel about those guys, at least initially. Now, I think Dylan Gabriel's got the head start. You know, he's the guy that's been taking third-team snaps, and Shador's been taking the fourth-team snaps. We know that stuff can change in an instant in the NFL, depending on how you play and how you practice. But I mean, if I had to pick, I would say Gabriel gets the inside track for me. But, you know, that seems like that's going to be a very fluid situation there.
Hey, Nate, who's going to be the biggest surprise team? And of the better teams, who's going to be the biggest disappointment?
Biggest surprise, like a whole league? Oh, I got to think about this. Yeah. I'm surprise teams. I'm kind of looking at the NFC South. I think Atlanta's got a chance to be better with Michael Penix. I mean, there could be a big variance there. I'm really kind of looking at Carolina based on how they kind of played down the stretch this year, have added some pieces. It seems like the light's kind of gone off for Bryce Young. And he's finally going to have the same guy calling plays for him 2 years in a row there, which goes back to his time at Alabama, I believe. So, I think Carolina could be a good dark horse. And I'm also very interested in the NFC West. I mean, I think if there's any division where you could make a solid case that all four teams could win that division, that would probably be my first over the NFC North. I'm not sure the Bears are ready to win that division. But I think you know, a team like the Cardinals could really surprise, maybe out of left field with a 12-win kind of year if everything goes right for them.
Nate Davis, USA Today, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Pad, talking some NFL. Turning up Tuesday. All right, Nate, last thing for you. And, you know, the Ravens open at Buffalo September 7th. And of the duos, McDermott, Allen, Harbs, and Lamar, and granted, it's a lot more involved than just that, too, getting you to the Super Bowl. More pressure to get to the Super Bowl this year, the Buffalo duo or the Baltimore duo?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that there's a whole lot of separation there. Both those teams should be on a very short list. You know, part of me at this point in time on July 1st wants to pick the Ravens as the team they're going to win the AFC just based on the overall depth and talent on the roster. But I will say too that, and I think this was yesterday impacted this. I don't think there's a bigger gap in any division between what's perceived as the top team and the second best team. I think the Bills like a 12 or 13 win team, and you know, pick one of the other three, they're probably looking at 7 or 8 wins. So I think Buffalo is going to cruise that AFC East again, to be 6 years in a row. But I also think that they're going to have a really good shot at number one seed. So I think maybe a little bit more pressure on Buffalo because it looks like things are set up a little bit better for them. And we know that Baltimore is going to be in an AFC North, you know, dogfight as well as the conference as a whole.
To that, you know, I think the AFC West, I think Kansas City will have more losses this year than they've had. I think that division's going to be much improved.
I agree. And you know, it's another, I don't know that the Raiders are ready to be a playoff team. We talked about the NFC North and West, but I think the Raiders could easily get 7 wins. And I think you're very much going to see what AFC North fans are used to, where you see all four of those teams beating up on each other to an extent. I don't think Kansas City's going to fall off the map. But I certainly could see a world where their streak atop that division ends, and then the Chargers or the Broncos takes over this year.
No Giants is what you're saying. Hey, Nate Davis, USA Today, talking some NFL. Nate, as always, appreciate the time. Have a great 4th of July holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, same to you guys. Thanks.
There's Nate Davis, everyone. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse, get you ready for Inside Access coming up at 2 o'clock. And the Baltimore baseball tonight at 6, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Young against DeGrom on paper. That's a mismatch, Texas, but they don't play the games on paper unless it's Apple or Stratomatic.
Quick Draws Funhouse,
sponsored by the Smile Design Center, changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
First texter here says Justin Tucker will definitely get a job and it will happen this year. Goes on to say it wouldn't surprise me if it was relatively soon as well, because he can get work in during training camp in the preseason. Teams don't have to wait to see what he has left. Strong track record that I think anyone would want. There will be a desperate team that goes for it.
I don't know that teams are desperate in July. That's the only thing. You know, and if I'm him, you know, do you want to go to a team? If you're him, like week 10, it'll kind of be settled out who's going where. You know, go to a good team.
This one here says, the Steelers trade is fine by me. Fitzpatrick terrorized Lamar and the Ravens at times, so happy to see him out of the division. Ramsey, sure he's good, but they're one more Deshaun Elliott injury away from having a safety room in terrible shape.
I would kind of tend to agree with that. I mean, because Elliott just got paid again, you know, just got paid too. So, yeah, I mean, they like him. He's kind of their leader back there. They need Queen to step it up. They need their Ravens to play well this year on defense.
Let's see. Another one here on the O's says, Orioles aren't allowed to have a complete rotation, it seems. Sagano and Eflin were the two solid starters to start the season. Now both have fallen off a cliff while Rodgers and Morton rise up. Hard not to be concerned with Sagano at this point. Just hope he's not dealing with a nagging injury that'll have him sidelined like Eflin and others.
Yeah, they already moved him up a day. Get him back to that six-day rest that he was used to over in Japan. Eflin's going to be out probably for a while. And we talk about Rodgers. We talk about Morton. Let's not forget Dean Kramer's been kind of steady Eddie all season long. And he keeps the Orioles in pretty much every game where he throws a baseball. I think next year's potential, yes, I'm writing this season off. I think rotation-wise, next year's potential could be pretty high level. Elias has to go get a number one starter.
And last,
not to put any pressure on.
Right, just a bit.
Yeah.
Last text of the day says, credit to Mancelino for finding a way to navigate an unusual game last night when Trump went down. Obviously not ideal with Rodgers batting, but I thought Manzo handled it well and also knew when to pull him at the perfect time and go with Dominguez.
Yeah, and hey, and how about, you know, the pinch hitter? Who got the pinch hit, gave him the lead in the 12th?
Vasquez.
Let's give him a little love for coming off the bench and getting that done. Dominguez pitched well until he walked the guy, and then all hell broke loose, Keystone Cops style, on the base pass. But I was watching MLB Network, and it said, should Brandon High, I swear to God, have pinch hit Trevor Rodgers? I'm like, is this like April Fool's, or is this a replay from last year? I'm pretty sure Brandon Hyde is the ex-manager of the Orioles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so E9, MLB Network, Brandon Hyde. Even Hyder getting heat for something he had nothing to do with. We'll be back tomorrow for Woman Crush Wednesday. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes, followed by Baltimore baseball tonight. 105.7 The Fan. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.